This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Talked about it before, I'll say it again. Donald Trump, genius. He's got me rolling over this thing that he's doing to Biden. He's putting so much pressure on him, and as my brother would say, pressure will bust the pipe. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. The KevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out about us. The KevinJacksonShow.com. If you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. Trump will not let up. Biden has to get used to the pressure. Now, I wrote a while ago and discussed this with you when Donald Trump said that they needed to take a drug test. And I said that Trump is treating this election like it's a sporting event, and that's cool because he's in his prime. He knows he can knock Biden and the Democrats out with a single punch, but he still does the pre-fight routine to get them all worked up, to egg them up. You know, like they're standing up there looking, you know, they have the, when they put them face to face and they look at each other, and Trump just puts his hand on the guy's face and pushes his head back. That's what he's doing to Biden. And he's smiling because he knows, I got you. There's nothing you're going to be able to do that will stop me from beating you. So this is, it's fun to watch. Fun to watch. It reminds me of Floyd Mayweather when he said to Pacquiao, they were the biggest fighters at the time. And, you know, Pacquiao was destroying people. It's a very tough little Filipino. And Mayweather said, knowing he can beat Pacquiao, whether he's on drugs or not on drugs, he said, I want him drug tested. And so everybody's like, well, why does he want Floyd? And it also reminded me of Carl Lewis. Carl Lewis said this of Ben, the Canadian dude, the real bug-eyed Canadian dude who set the record for a while. I think his name is Ben Johnson. And Carl Lewis said, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I haven't seen anybody who's been able to improve at that level. When you're at the level that we are, I've never seen anybody able to improve to the level of Ben Johnson if you're not on drugs. And he goes, there's a lot of athletes on drugs, because Carl Lewis was the dominant athlete of his day. And he goes, I haven't seen anybody do this. And you're not going to beat me unless you're taking drugs. In the case of Mayweather, he was like, it doesn't matter, you can take drugs. I'm just going to stir up some mess. And he did. Created all kinds of controversy. What you say, is he afraid to fight him? He goes, I ain't afraid to fight him. He goes, I'm going to pee in a cup. He should pee in a cup. And I want testing all the way through, because I want to make sure this is a legal fight. When I beat him, it'll be a legal fight. And he'll know I'm not on any drugs. And that's what Trump is doing. He's saying, I'm the best fighter of all times, pound for pound. And I'm ready for you. Yep. He's accomplished the same thing with Biden. He's got Biden on the defensive. He's got people talking, because Donald Trump is saying, I'm of sound mind and body. I've taken a cognitive test. And you know what I'm willing to do? Not only have I taken the cognitive test that Joe Biden refuses to take, I'll take a drug test. I'll show you I don't have to take anything to do my work. But I bet he does. I think he's got to take stuff because he can't even stay awake. Freaking brilliant, man. It is Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey level brilliant. And the Democrats don't even understand. Donald Trump wasn't kidding. See, Trump is so shrewd, he says it and you think, oh man, he's messing around. He's just trying to get some press. No, he's not. Donald Trump sets the stage. This is a beautiful thing to talk about. When he wants something, he talks about it early. And then he slowly starts to bring it up again and again and again. Let me go ahead and be the spoiler alert for you. If they decide to have debates, Donald Trump will bring up to Joe Biden that he didn't take a cognitive test during the debate. I mean, during the primary, during the run. and he won't get drug tested. He will bring these up again and again and again. And Biden won't have an answer. I don't need to get my test. And Donald Trump will go, see right there. He ought to just go get tested. He wants to lead the nation. I know how tough this job is. And Joe Biden's not prepared. And that's why I was willing to take a cognitive test. I want the nation to know I'm ready. See, he's already setting him up. I love it. Yep. So he's reiterated these calls for drug tests ahead of the debates. Now, they say he claims without evidence that Joe Biden is on some kind of enhancement. Now, what's funny about this is what Trump alluded to was he said Trump was so off kilter in the first debate. And then in the next debate all the Democrats, Biden was like, yeah, a little more of a pep in his step. He did better. And he says, I think they drugged him. So they say, Donald Trump doesn't have any evidence of this. Nah, I don't have any evidence of this except Joe Biden. I have his debate performance before, and I have it after. And then I have his regular performance throughout the normal routine, normal day. And something's different. During the debate, he gets it together. I think he's on meds. How about we drug test him? Now, what if it turns out Joe Biden's got one of these they test him for drugs, and they find out he's taking one of these dementia medicines? What happens? I don't know what happens. I don't have an answer for you. The Democrats will still vote for him. But it'll definitely ruin things. So Trump, he is not playing around. He goes on to say this. He was interviewing with Laura Ingraham. He says he's on some kind of enhancement, in my opinion. He says, I say we should both. I should take a drug test, so should he. Because we don't want to have a situation where a guy's taking some kind of, and then she interrupts. It's like athletes. He says, no. I want to take one. I'll take one. He'll take one. We should both take a drug test. Now, what he was going to say is, I don't believe we want to have a situation where the guy is taking some sort of a drug, and he is leading this country. Do you want a drug addict leading this country? Donald Trump, again, never taken a drug in his life. I love the way this guy brings things up in a clever way. Brings it back to people's attention. It blows their mind. They don't know how to react. Anyway, I think the strategy is going to work. I think Biden's going to find himself in a bind, a no-win situation. If he doesn't test, he's a coward. If he does, Trump got him to do what he didn't want to do. Brilliant stuff. Way to go, Donald Trump. Make Biden the idiot who got trumped.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill.
Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Killer.
Yeah, that's the way you say killer when you're not pronouncing, when you're not using the King's English. Killer. He's a killer. Kevin, he's a killer. Yeah, he's a killer. Y'all know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Governor Cuomo. He done gone gangsta up in there. On the heels of killing thousands of nursing home residents, Cuomo feels like he's Tony Soprano. Listen up here. Listen, if you mess with me, I will kill your grandmother, your grandfather. If they're in one of New York's nursing homes, consider them dead. I feel like more Christopher Walken there. Consider them dead. I will kill them because I'm a killer, a stone-cold killer. From the Bronx of New York. I don't know where he's from. These guys are in Scarsdale or you know, where's it at? The Hamptons. They all go to the Hamptons. Because I know Chris Cuomo has a place. Fredo, he's got a place out there. Mr. Weightlifter Dude, Mr. Steroids. I will punch you, my friend. Don't you tell me anything. We talked about him the other day, right? Chris Cuomo. Guy who's a it does not like feminists, does not like the media. Chris Cuomo is a conservative. He won't admit it. He's a conservative who loves his power and his privilege, which makes him a leftist. But he is a conservative. His thought process is conservative. He's as appalled and as outraged as you and I. And I'll tell you something else. He protects his brother, but he's appalled. He knows his brother is an old people killer. Because, let me tell you, what's his name? Not Mario. Mario was their dad. But anyway, the older Cuomo, the son, the governor of New York, that guy is a fraud. This is a dude that has so much power in New York that he set up a council to investigate fraud in the system. And when they started looking into his dealings, he shut it down and nobody said a word since. That's why he didn't run for president, because he knew Donald Trump would not let it ride. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump would have called him out and said, what about that commission you set up that was investigating fraud? And when it got to you, suddenly it's disappeared. Yeah, it's really disappeared on you. Anyway, he essentially threatened President Trump. Cuomo did. He threatened him. It was in response to a story where Donald Trump had said, I'm going to pull the federal funds from these lawless states where they're not protecting their citizens. You go at it, but you're not going to go at it with federal funds. I'm going to pull your funds unless you start protecting your citizens. And Cuomo lost it. How dare he tell us to protect our citizens in New York? Who is this guy to tell me what to do in the I'm killing old people in old folks' homes. He's got nothing to say about this. Cuomo went all he went totally Italian gangsta on Donald Trump. Who are you to tell me to protect my citizens? And Trump's talking about this in Portland or Oregon. Washington State. So, yeah, and he's right to do it because, you know what, people are afraid. Now, I love it because Trump is in a no-lose situation here. No-lose. Everything the guy talks about, it's all come back. China and all the things that they've done to us. Mexico and the border and sex trafficking and human trafficking and all the things, the drugs and the border walls and all this other stuff. Stealing of jobs. Trump telling people we got to bring manufacturing back, we got to address this trade deficit, and on and on and on. It's all come to fruition, and this is great. This is great for us because it validates everything we're saying. Look, I don't care about winning over the crazies over there. If AOC never agrees with us, no problem. That girl's an idiot. She's a bartender who got lucky. She won the Democrat lotto. She's the Anthony Weiner female up in New York, and they seem to love those types of people. As I'll talk about another time, Democrats love their thugs. They love their thugs and their stupid people and their deranged people. The Democrats love, the more peccadillos you have, the more, you know, things you want to hide, not privacy issues, secretive things, like Anthony Weiner wanting to, you know, get with young girls and all that. The more you have of that, the more the Democrats love you because that they get to keep that over your head. I don't know what they know about AOC, but don't be surprised if they got all kinds of dirt on this girl. And they'll let her ride along for a while until she hangs herself, and then they'll did you know this about her? So anyway, Cuomo threatens the president. He says, when he called an emergency press briefing, he says he better have an army if he thinks he's going to walk down the street in New York. New Yorkers don't want to have anything to do with him. As it turns out, Trump does have an army. He's got the Marines, the Air Force, Space Force, about 70 million civilians that will overlook Trump killing Cuomo in Times Square. You remember all the brouhaha over that, Donald Trump. My supporters love me. I could shoot somebody in Times Square. And nobody. I believe that. If it were Cuomo, I'll just let you think about it for yourselves. Yeah. Better have an army, huh? But here's the real irony of what he said. Cuomo can't walk around New York without bodyguards. He can't. He would get beat down. There are people that would destroy that man. If they told Cuomo, We're going to drop you off in the Bronx, and you got to survive 24 hours, and we're going to tell people where you are. And you, it would be a it would be a Hollywood movie. It just wouldn't last very long. Cuomo would be killed in his in the biggest city in his state. Same with de Blasio. They can't go anywhere. You think New Yorkers love these guys? They can't wait to get their hands on them. All these, the level of protection Cuomo has to have is ridiculous. Yeah. And neither can people of New York City. They can't walk around like that. But Cuomo warns this. He says he can't have enough bodyguards to walk through New York. People don't want to have anything to do with him. Yeah. Same thing I just told you. Cuomo can't do it either. Citizens of New York, scared to death. Afraid to go out at night. The city is exponentially more dangerous than it was a year ago. And I don't know, I haven't kept up with the stats, but look at the number of people who've been killed in the last 6 months in New York. I don't know what they are. You look them up. But here's what I'll make you a bet. They are, you can put a multiplier on the number of people who were killed in the same period last year or the year before. You can put a multiplier. They made their city much less safe, and they thought, the Democrats thought this was all going to help them. You know what they're saying now? Oh, we got all these suicides. We got people with pent-up energy, and they're mad because they haven't been able to get out. And now that's why the crime's increased. Well, who did it? Cuomo said he's keeping New York on lockdown to 2021. Restaurants can't open, etc. Meanwhile, Pelosi's sneaking into salons where the owners of the salon pretty much are going to have to file for bankruptcy. But they're sneaking around doing whatever they want to do. Cuomo was seen the other day without a mask on. But he wants you to wear yours. He wants your business on lockdown. You better know anything he's got and he's involved with isn't on lockdown.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An arrest has been made for the murder of a Cleveland police detective last night. The suspect behind bars in connection with the fatal shooting of 54-year-old Detective James Skernovitz in the line of duty. Police say they're still looking for two other suspects. The nation's jobless rate has fallen below 10%. For the first time since the pandemic began in March, it went from 10.2% in July to 8.4% last month, a bigger drop than economists expected. And job creation also beat expectations. In the Oval Office, President Trump just announcing a new deal between Kosovo and Serbia.
I'm pleased to announce a truly historic commitment. Serbia and Kosovo have each committed to economic normalization.
The leaders of the two nations joining him in the Oval Office for the announcement, and this is USA Radio News. Reports are a man wanted for killing a pro-Trump activist in Portland, Oregon last Saturday night. Michael Roynall was killed last night when a federal fugitive task force tried to arrest him near Olympia, Washington, and a gunfight broke out. Earlier, Roynall had told Vice News he'd fatally shot Aaron Danielson last Saturday, but said it was in self-defense. The victim was part of a pro-Trump vehicle caravan that rolled through Portland during ongoing protests against racial injustice. Ahead of the long Labor Day weekend, Chicago police say they're being proactive to try to keep the city safe from violence. It's part of what's been deemed Operation Clean. Police Superintendent David Brown says an elite unit of police officers has already been cleaning up the streets, seizing illegal guns, and that will continue through the weekend.
We have an all-hands-on-deck approach to protecting our city, and I encourage everyone to relax this weekend.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do as I say, not as I do. That is the hallmark of horrible leadership. That is the hallmark of bad parenting. That is the hallmark of the leftists, a.k.a. Democrats, a.k.a. progressives, a.k.a. whatever they want to call themselves. I call them leftists. I call them scoundrels. I call them skanks. I call them all kinds of stuff. I just don't call them for dinner. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. I explain the way politics works in your life. Politics is infused in your life. If you are not playing politics, then politics is playing you. Don't think for one second, well, Kevin, I just don't pay attention to politics. I mean, politics is not something that I really want to care about. Well, politics cares about you because it is definitely taking care of you if you're not taking care of it. If you don't want to plug in, don't worry about it. It's taking energy from you through osmosis. Look it up. Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com is how you contact us, 844-551-8255. Do as I say, not as I do. How many times did, you know, like, your pastor, he'll talk to you about, and God said, and don't you do this, and don't get materialistic, and right? He does all that. And I remember the pastor of our church coming, when I was a kid, came to visit my grandfather. He thought my grandparents were rich. My grandparents weren't rich. And he would come out. Somebody told him that we were rich. I will never in my life forget this. I didn't know pastors even did this. He got in his car. He drove out onto the ranch where we lived. I mean, we weren't like in the city where you just get in your car. You walk two blocks because all the blacks lived in the same little area, Brady. And you didn't like walk two blocks and go there. But Pastor Johnson, he came out to the house. And I'll never get him pulling up in his Cadillac. Got out in his suit. And he came into the house. It was a humble house. We had a humble house. We didn't even own it. We were dang near like sharecroppers. We just worked for this rich family. And we sort of rented the house, if you will. And, you know, I always kind of resented that because I don't have a childhood home, per se. When we left San Antonio, Texas, and my grandparents, they sold their rental houses eventually. But when we moved to the ranch, we took over a home that was part of the ranch. It wasn't our house. And my grandparents made no kind of money, man. I mean, they made less than $10,000. I can honestly tell you my grandparents made less than $14,000 a year the entire time I grew up. Now, we could eat when we wanted because there's plenty of food. We weren't worried about missing a meal, but we didn't have any interest in that home. It was just a place where the people that worked on the ranch stayed. We had a house. Old man Brown, Tom Brown, had a house. And I forget the other guy's name. He was on the other side of us. I can see him, but I can't remember his name. It's been too long. I pulled a Joe Biden. Come on, man. That guy. Him. Anyway, he lived on the other side of us. And none of us owned our houses. And we didn't make any money. I don't know what Tom Brown made. He probably got white people wages. But my grandparents didn't make jack. So here's this pastor. You know why he came out? Because my grandmother was a... When she went to town, they rolled out the red carpet for her. Why? Because she spent white people's money. OPM, other people's money. You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me. That's other people's property. My grandmother and we had access to OPP, other people's property. In this case, white people's property. So we used the vehicles. There was gas on the ranch. You didn't have to pay for fuel. So my brother and I would take out the honey vehicles. We used Lewis's guns. We used his fishing rods, his lures, everything. Anything he left there, we used it. And as long as it was back where it was when he came, he was cool. So my grandmother went to town. She had Lewis's bank account and Betty's. So when she went places, people rolled out, how you doing, Miss Tom? Miss Tom? I mean, it was like Elvis and Michael Jackson and Prince all walked in together. I'm not even kidding. When my grandmother hit a store, you thought she was Oprah on Rodeo Drive. All right? So when we go to church, people are hearing all the Thompson family, because my grandparents' name was Thompson. So they would come, you know, here's the Reverend Johnson. He comes out to the house, pulls up in his big Cadillac in his suit. He dressed up for this. He didn't bring the ugly car. He came in the good car. Yeah, came in a good car. So he comes up. My grandfather, they see, because he called. I remember him calling. I'd like to come out and talk to you, Mr. Thompson, blah, blah, blah. So he comes out. And my grandfather's sitting in this. My grandfather wasn't even sitting in his good chair. He sat in I can see this scene as if it was yesterday. Sitting in a different chair. Reverend sitting in another chair. They were across from each other. My grandfather had his legs crossed and his hands over his knee. And he's listening. And the Reverend's telling him, I really got to. Yeah, let me just give you the gist of it. He was saying, I have to represent. You know, people can't see me as a church leader being poor. And I need you guys to commit to more. Now, understand this. My grandparents were poor, probably poorer than the Reverend. But he didn't see us that way. He saw how my grandmother got treated. He went places and probably did his research and asked around there, she can come in and get whatever she wants. I'll never forget I was with her when she went to Everage's Appliance. And everybody from Brady that listens to this program knows what I'm talking about. Everage's was the big deal in Brady. That's where you picked up your Sears and Montgomery Ward catalog stuff. So anyway, we go to Everage's Appliance. My grandmother goes, all right, I need this. She has a little list. She goes, I need this and this and this and this. And it was like, and a big black dude, a friend of ours, name was MC, was there. And my grandmother had bought a sleeper sofa that she was going to put in one of the properties out on the ranch. And these two little white boys were struggling with it. And big old MC Route, MC picked up that sofa sleeper with one arm and went and took it out. And that's when I went, that is one strong dude. He had a younger brother named Ira. The people know me, know I'm telling the truth. Anyway, my grandmother would go in that store. She bought, at the time, $13,000 worth of stuff and then signed for it. And I remember Joe Everage getting out of his office. This guy, you know, he's a nice guy, but, you know, he didn't have to get out of his office. He came out of his office. Miss Thompson, how you doing? How you doing with that? I remember that was one of the realizations where I went, there ain't no racism in America. Look at the way they treat my grandmother. But the Reverend came to get that money. Do as I say, not as I do, because he was out there in that big old Cadillac, shiny, and that suit. My grandfather had a suit. He had one suit that he wore on special occasions, usually funerals and stuff that I was doing. Yeah, he had a suit he wore. When I went to get my award from Gulf Oil, my scholarship, he wore the suit that day. He wore the suit to funerals. He wore it occasionally. I can probably remember 6 or 7 times he wore the suit. And at least 3 or 4 of them were for me. Picking up scholarships or some sort of an award, he would wear his suit. Yeah. And he, I hate to say this, but it's true. My grandfather didn't know anything about couture or fashion. But when he put that suit on, man, he felt special. Anyway, the pastor begged my grandparents for money. They didn't have any money. They felt disappointed. He felt disappointed that he was like expecting my grandfather. And here's what the gist of it. He goes, I can't be a reverend and be wearing these old raggedy suits. He's talking to a man that's got one suit. And he's talking about, I need another. Will you give me the money to buy a new suit? That is no lie. I'll never forget that as long as I live. Do as I say, not as I do. By the way, those who want to defund the police now want police protection. They want to ban protesters. This is Lori Lightfoot out of Chicago, Illinois. The Detroit, Chicago mayor defended banning protesters from her block, saying that she received threats against her and her family. Well, guess what, Lori? Welcome to the party, baby. She says, I think the residents of this city, understanding the nature of the threats that we are receiving on a daily basis, understand that I have the right to make sure that my home is secure. Well, good for her. But she ain't gonna make sure yours is secure. Do you think she cares about the people getting shot at over on the south side and the east side? She says, police could not cite instances where Lightfoot's predecessor, Rahm Emanuel, had his home repeatedly blocked off from protesters. Lightfoot, who receives 24/7 protection from the police, including squad cars stationed at her home, said that comparing the level of protection she receives to previous mayors doesn't make any sense because this is a different time like no other. Yeah, you want to know what time it is, Lori? It's Democrat time, Democrat black female lack of leadership in Chicago time. She goes on to say, I'm not going to make any excuses for the fact that given the threats I have personally received, given the threats to my home and family, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure they're protected. I make no apologies whatsoever for that. Yeah, but she ain't protecting anybody else. Officers were ordered to prevent protesters from demonstrating on her block. Do as I say, not as I do. That is the mantra of people who do not know how to lead.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
People are being turned away for wearing inappropriate mask. Mask wars, folks. Now, that's not what I'm going to talk about, so don't think Kevin's back onto the mask thing. I just want to tell you that I predicted this. I told you not only would there be mask wars, I told you that they would determine what type of mask you could wear. So, for example, American Airlines said you can't wear a mesh mask. Most places said, hey, look, go ahead, wear your fashion mask. Make something for yourself so you feel good. Make your favorite football team or basketball team mascot, and it'll become stylish. There are even models. There are people that have made these very elegant-looking, you know, they want to make you wear that mask. They make it look sexy or manly. So there's that aspect of it, right? Make your own mask. But then American Airlines goes, yeah, but don't make it a mesh mask because that mask doesn't work. Well, neither does any of the other ones you use, but that's okay. They want the one where you can't breathe. You just breathe in your own carbon dioxide. Well, now they have you personalize your mask, and you know what the issue now with the mask is? Well, what's your mask say? What does your mask say? F you? You can't wear a mask that says F you. Okay, I get it. But, you know, sensibilities, public sensibilities, I understand it. Even though it's freedom of speech, you're going to make me wear a mask. Now you're going to make me determine what the message is on the mask. But what about when it's just a flag? The American flag. Yeah. Well, there was an airline that made one of these undercover agents on a plane take his mask off because it had the American flag on it. And they said, you know what? That flag, that is offensive to some of the people on the plane. You know who they were worried about it offending? People that had come on the plane in prominent Black Lives Matter gear. They said, it might be offensive to them. The flag of this country. Forget that BLM might be offensive to the majority of the passengers on the plane. Did they check for that? Nope. Frontier Airlines supporting BLM. A law enforcement officer who's on that plane to protect people. And you know what the law enforcement officer said? He says, the only reason why I've complied is because I had a job to do on the plane as an undercover, you know, what do they call them? The ones that, you know, can carry the marshals. That was it. He goes, other than that, I would, as a citizen, I would have fought that like you wouldn't believe. I'm wearing your stupid mask and it has a flag on it. I mean, that's offensive. Frontier Airlines. I said we need to petition the president for an executive order that defends the flag and defends the police. There was somebody that made it a crime for something with the cops. I think it was it Alabama or something? That had to do with police officers. If you obstruct a police officer in doing their duty, something like that, it's a crime now. Protecting police. And I say any organization that discriminates against law enforcement should lose any federal funds and can be sued by the person that denies service. That's what I said. I said, that's what we should be talking about. Anyway, all of that because I wanted to talk about Biden's big flip-flop. Joe Biden. He's part of the Democratic Party who wants to defund the police. He's part of the Democratic Party that has made Americans hate the flag and burn it. He's part of the Democratic Party that has put a target on the back of law enforcement, which represents supposedly the best of America, the protection of Old Glory, our flag. He's part of the people that won't stand for the national anthem and kneel instead for the thugs that are killed by police, because that's who mostly are killed by police. Police make mistakes. Black people know this. Americans in general know this. They make mistakes. And you know what happens? Restitution occurs. And if the police try to cover it up or do anything like that, they get completely run out. We eventually get to the truth because that's the nation that we built. Does it happen every time? No. But we certainly work towards that. And black folks want you to believe that police are getting away with murder, killing black folks, and yada yada. It's nonsense. All because they want to destroy this country and what it's built on. Your Judeo-Christian values that support God, country, family. That's all this is about when you break it down. So, to say, you can't wear that American flag here. Remember I told you guys that the guy got, there's a video we showed years ago. And a woman has a flag up on the July the 4th at her house, and some lefty, a gay kind of guy, certainly effeminate if he wasn't gay, and I think he's gay, he's reading her the riot act over having a flag up on July the 4th. And do you know there are people that were supporting it? Go to one of these sporting events. And I was at one. I was at a baseball game years ago, not in a while, but a few years back in St. Louis. and a white dude says to a black girl, well, put your hand over here. Stop talking, because they were playing the national anthem. She's like, you can't tell me to stop. He's like, playing the national anthem. Put your hand over your heart and stop talking. And he argued with this one. He wasn't one of these, you know, little chumpy white people that are like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. He was like, respect this country, respect the flag, you know, respect the anthem. He was like one of those guys. And I was bagging him out. I was like, yeah, I didn't have to say anything, because he was holding his own. But the black chick, she didn't do it. But she got read the riot act. And I said, good for him. Because everybody around him got to see it. And while he was doing it, I was saying, like, yeah. You know, like that. They want us to hate this country. They want black people to hate America. They want black people to hate the people that provide the protection. They want blacks to hate the military. Do you know how many black folks in the military are leftist? The Colin Powells of the world that don't deserve what they get, but they get promoted because they're light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects? That kind of thing? Clean, bright, and articulate is Bill Biden would call them. And all of this, folks, is destroyed. What's being destroyed? Just ask yourself this question. What's being destroyed? Are little town America, is it being destroyed? Or big city America being destroyed? Big city America, huh? So who has the most blacks? Little town America or big city America? Because I can tell you this, the population of Cleveland, as an example, let me just start over. From a demographic perspective, most of these major cities in America are 40 to 50, some even 60% black. So all this stuff that's occurring is occurring where blacks exist overwhelmingly, not in little towns. So if you defund the police, you're defunding the police. Because I'm going to tell you, little town America is not looking for a defund the police. It's Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Chicago, Detroit, etc. Where's all this crime occurring? Where does the majority of the crime occur? I can tell you, you know. Here's the ugly statistic. You take the top 20 areas of crime in America out, and we are one of the safest countries in the world. And now, with this increased level of violence that's occurring because of all this anarchy and chaos that Democrats in these major cities are allowing, you think we were dangerous before? We are much more dangerous than Iraq and Afghanistan. And so these leftists will say, let's defund the police. And they want to get rid of them. And the Democrats are, well, yeah, let's do it. We need to. And they're pulling money out of budgets. De Blasio, let's pull $1 billion, $1.5 billion out of the budget. Seattle, Portland, all these leftist-run states and cities. And what's happening? It's getting more dangerous for whom? For De Blasio? No, it's getting more dangerous for black folks. I don't know what the strategy is here, because there is no long-term gain to be had. But guess what Biden did? Biden recently flip-flopped. Now he says, oh, I don't want to defund the police. Not anymore. No, not anymore. I want to defend the police. I don't want to. He's backtracking. Now, he's already said it, and he's been called on it by Tucker Carlson and others. Not that Tucker's some, you know, authority on it, but I'm just saying, other people are starting to mention it. Why are you flip-flopping on this? Your party doesn't believe this. Why are you flip-flopping? Well, let me give you the answer. The answer is Donald Trump has been 100% on this issue from day one. You don't defund the police. You defend the police. They need the budgets. They need everything they need to protect this country. And I'll back them up. I'll back them up with the military if I need to. But that's what we need to do. And Biden knows that's polling pretty well. Maybe I need to back off this. And I will tell you, look at the trends. Biden will start to adopt more Trump policies because he knows he can't win without it. He can't win anything.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.